WUVT is licensed to the Virginia Polytechnic Institute and State University and is operated by the Educational Media Company at Virginia Tech. We operate on 90.7 megahertz with an effective radiated power of 6.5 kilowatts from a transmitter located on the top of Price Mountain. Our studios are located in the Squire Student Center, Suite 350. WUVT also operates microwave oral STL station WLJ456. Questions and comments about the operation of the station should be directed to our business office at 231-9880 or by email wuvtamfm@vt.edu. This is WUVT-FM 90.7. Blacksburg. You just heard Babes in Toyland. Bruce Violet from Fontenelle with Maureen Herman on bass, born July 25th, 1966. Also born July 25th, only on 1958, Thurston Moore. We heard Sonic Youth, I Got a Catholic Block. AC/DC released their sixth internationally released studio album with Back in Black on this day in 1980. Well, yesterday. We heard the title track and 1983, Metallica released Kill 'Em All, a groundbreaking album for thrash metal. Shoutouts to Bill and Doug and Michael and Abby and Phil and JR and Tom Clark. And the other Tom, too. Hippie Tom and Floyd.
To tell you is really important, and you said if we partied we could talk.
But you haven't been partying.
What?
You move to music, but that's not dancing. You chew pancakes, but you're not tasting. To truly party, one must leave behind the problems that are troubling and open one's mind eye. I'm just kidding. You guys are party animals. This is just a sticker. You can stay in our cave as long as you want.
That's what I've been trying to tell you, man! This isn't a cave! Y'all are partying in a monster's belly!
Yeah, that makes sense. It's definitely the weirdest cave I've ever seen.
So, you'll tell everyone to leave?
Nah, we love it here.
But you're all gonna die if you stay!
Attention. Attention, everybody. Can I have your attention, please? So, apparently we're not in a cave.
We're not in a cave?
What did I say?
I always thought
we were
in a cave.
We're in a monster's belly!
Thank you.
This is a public service announcement test from TakeMeFishing.org to determine if you need a fishing license and boat registration before heading out on the water. Let us begin. Are you a bear? Do you have a beak? Do you have plumage? Please tell me you answered no, which means you need to get a fishing license and have your boat registered, because it helps local conservation efforts protect the very natural resources you enjoy boating and fishing in for generations to come. Do your part at TakeMeFishing.org.
Thank you. Much to Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now I don't blame him cause he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew. At an old saloon on a street of mud, there at a table, dealing stud, sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold, and I said, my name is Sue, how do you do? How you gonna die? Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, he come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a-gouging in the mud and the blood and the beard. I tell you, I've fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cussing. He went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. And he said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah. He said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in the eye, cause I'm the that named you Sue. What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun. Called him a paw and he called me a son. And I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, anything but Sue. I still ain't that man. Thank you very much. Just before we ask the Statler brothers to come back out, we'd like to ask the Carter family and all to help us out.
You just heard the man in black, Johnny Cash, with A Boy Named Sue, released as a single on this date back in 1969. Fat Mattress before that. With Naturally from Fat Mattress 2. Neil Landon, singer, songwriter for the band. Born in the States, 1941. It's July 26th. Birth name Patrick Cahill. A trio of songs written by U.S. singer-songwriter J.J. Cale, who died of a heart attack at the age of 74 on this date 9 years ago. Born John Weldon Cale. In the 60s, he got a regular gig at the Whiskey A Go Go. Christened him J.J. Cale to avoid confusion with John Cale from the Velvet Underground. Anyway, we heard Cocaine from Troubadour and Lynyrd Skynyrd with their version of Call Me the Breeze. Second Helping. And we also heard Eric Clapton, After Midnight. I'm gonna have to fix that. That's gonna take some doing. Born on this date, Taylor Momsen, singer-songwriter with The Pretty Reckless.
Crossroads forever and new. daughter, can I pray? You know I gave my life to rock and roll. You know. Mama begged me, please. Yes, she got down on her knees. Said you'll burn in that Mississippi sun. But I'm the only one that's standing here. So mama, don't you have no fear. I'm either last or I've already won. Here I go. Take me down. Take me down. Take me down. Won't you take
off the ground. Shaking, the glimmer slips beneath the Are you a bear?
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the woods, just outside of town.
Oh, not surprising. You've got your home. Bears have theirs.
Yeah, but see, this wasn't just any bear. This bear was wearing jeans and a hat, as in a Smokey Bear.
Jeans and a hat. That's definitely Smokey. What exactly did he have to say?
Well, we were about to head home, you know, after having a bonfire.
Oh, I can guess where this is going.
Right, right. See, Smokey told me the fire wasn't actually out. He said if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
That's true. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Wow, no kidding?
I'm a forest ranger. We never kid.
Sorry.
That was a joke.
Oh.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are seven acknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Space ain't man's final frontier. Man's final frontier is the soul, guided by someone more powerful than any human being. Someone felt, but never seen. You would be surprised on what resides in your insides.
My niggas don't talk or clash. No, my niggas don't talk, they mash. Fuck boys, man, you're talking smack. They said Stormzy can't be the king of grime, cause I don't do radio sets. Let's be real, rude boy, I would light up a radio set. Like, really, I can't stand these fucking pricks. I don't care about your fucking whip. Mum, if you're listening, close your ears. But tell them pagans, suck my dick, I've had enough of them. They all piss me off. Had one chance, they missed the shot. I link up flips, then we burn your bridge, then we laugh about it and split the prof. Call me Gunshot Mike, call Mr. Skank. Check 1-2, man, skits again. Dickhead Drew and a dickhead crew getting gassed up by your dickhead friends. I think I just got dissed again. Think I care who disoffends. Run up on my lap, Bill, with a slap that true or shit defense. And I can still get a box imported. Said, don't worry about the beef, it's sorted. My man said he's a real gun shooter. Then my brother said, rah, that's awkward. My man's never been bad, that's bullshit. 2 weeks in the top 10, who called it? Christmas, I went to war the corporates. Like, big up the ones that bought it. I do rap, then I do gram, then I do rap, then I sing, then I go right back. They said, you ain't gonna blow like that. Who gives a fuck, you know, like that? Ice in my cup, come cold like that. Whoa, we ain't even close like that. You know my style, know my stats. Don't talk bad if you don't talk facts. If I sign out, what's the buyout clause? One top 10, 5 sold out tours. Might fling a mixtape out when I'm bored. My life's okay, how about yours? Brother, I'm good, I stay with the Lord. Bible carrier, that's my sword. Matthew 12, so I don't talk. John 19's why I never got caught. Look, call me Gunshot Michael, Mr. Skank. Check 1-2, man, skits again. Dick dickhead, you and a dickhead crew getting gassed up by your dickhead friends. Back now, damn, I've missed the pen. Had one shot, you missed the pen. Bad man use with their bad man ways. What they wish for me, I don't wish for them. I don't penny them fools. Never been told. Rubbing phones outside Elliot School. Let me get a little bit of Henny, I'm cool. Many have come, but many do fall away. What? You thought I was the one? I was 14 trying to buy me a gun. What's niggas doing what I did back then? So now I thank God for the guy I've become. That's gunshot Michael, Mr. Skank. Check one, two, man, skits again. Dickhead you and a dickhead crew getting gassed up by your dickhead friends. Yes, gunshot Michael, Mr. Skank. Check one, two, man, skits again. Dickhead you and a dickhead crew getting gassed up by your dickhead friends. Yes, gunshot Michael, Mr. Skank. Gunshot Michael, Mr. Skank. Gunshot Michael, Mr. Skank. Yes, gunshot Michael, Mr. Skank. Gunshot Michael, Mr. Skank. You had one shot and you missed the pen, and that's flex, eh?
Help them read, full of praise. Bless these holy whips and chains. Hold my hand. new music from Boyfriend and P-Riot. You know, the Pussycat Riot. The thing I can't say, if I say it that way. Dance with the Devil is the name of the single. Pretty cool. British rapper Stormzy turns 30 today from his debut album Gang Signs and Prayer. We heard Mr. Skeng. It's also the birthday of Tim Barnes.